Welcome, everyone. We'd like to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay regular Board of Directors meeting. If everyone could please rise and join me, or join Director Coteau in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get roll call, please? Thank you very much. And before we get started on the regular agenda, I'd like to give Director Graves a moment.
Thank you. I have the privilege and honor today to go to a memorial service for one of our citizens here in Discovery Bay, a gentleman named Bill Weber. Maybe some of you know him. He's been past commander of the VFW post down in Brentwood, and he's been a contributor to a lot of veteran events here in Discovery Bay. He's set up tables at our open houses to invite veterans to know what veteran resources are available to them, and he's been an intricate part in the veteran community, and I would just like to take a moment of silence to honor Bill and his passing. Thank you.
No, I appreciate it. Okay, we will open up for public comments. So public comments are a time where the public can address us with for 3 minutes for anything that is not on the agenda. We have a pretty light agenda this evening, so I'm assuming that your topic will not be covered on the agenda tonight. Please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Unfortunately, we are not able to respond. We can't have a back and forth. That is governed by the rules in California. However, we will be listening, taking notes, and happy to hear any public comments. We normally have a 3 minute timer. Unfortunately, our timer blew up right before the meeting. So must have known everyone was coming. So we're gonna have to probably play it a little bit by ear. Hopefully you won't think I'm rude if I cut you off. I don't mean to do it, but it's the law. So if we have anybody that would like to come up a comment, let's have everyone start coming up. And if you wouldn't mind, introduce yourself. And
Hi, I'm Josh Overton, resident here for 35 years, something like that. I am the head boys coach for Liberty Tennis, and that's what a lot of people here are here to talk about, is the big ball situation in the tennis. But Kevin, I would like to say, Bill, he was the commander of my post.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. Very nice. So people are going to come up one at a time and just express their different opinions, and then I'd like to come up later and just close with some simple things, because I understand your position, their position, and you know, we need to meet them.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
I'm Stacey Chance, a resident here in Discovery Bay. First time at one of these meetings. A certified tennis coach, I also coach for Liberty Tennis. And a couple of years ago, I joined the pickleball club and paid the $50 and played with the pickleball player. Had a good time, lots of nice people. It was a pretty busy, it was about the peak of the busyness, I think. And play, you know, a match, it doesn't go very long, you get out, and then you wait about 10 minutes before you play another match. So it moved pretty quick, but it was fun to talk to other people and do all that type of stuff. So we have 6 courts, so things went pretty well. In the summertime, I also hold free clinics for the Liberty kids, like on weekdays and stuff. Some of the kids are here. And I've had 20 kids come out. And if you're putting 2 kids in every court to play each other, that's 10 courts. Of course, we don't have 10, we have 6. So we'd have to double some up and stuff like that. And they were kind of disappointed to hear that they might lose some of the courts. So I'd like to just emphasize that, you know, for the kids, that would be important for them to remain having those courts. We could even make an argument that, you know, it'd be nice to get more courts and maybe take over some of the pickleball courts, but we don't want to take over other people's stuff. I think that's kind of rude. So it'd just be nice if we could keep 6 tennis courts and the 6 pickleball courts, and everybody should be happy. But it looks like, to me, the pickleball attendance seems like it's going down a bit because they built some courts in Brentwood. So it looks like to me they don't have as many players coming out. So I think that they probably really don't need more courts. So I appreciate your attention on this.
Thank you.
can use court 1 and 2. That's our primary focus, not the back courts. It's been that way for as long as I've lived here. And this is where everybody meets. And I add that almost 80, 90% of all the people that play tennis on those two courts are residents. I can't say that about pickleball, but tennis you can. Okay? By putting us in the back, when you guys let Tracy come in here, their leagues, they take up the back courts. We would have no courts. So the actual residents of Discovery Bay, they won't play tennis. Okay? That's the bottom line. So those back courts have been promised to the USTA, and they can play there, and they pay their way through. Livermore, Tracy will come here and play their leagues. And almost during this time of year, almost every weekend is one day, Saturday or Sunday, those leagues are here. Okay, and they play in the back. Our group, it ranges in size. Okay, so we take 1 and 2, and that's where we celebrate birthdays there. We do, I mean, it's the true definition of a community. They meet there. We don't want to lose that. You want to give back court to the pickleball players, by all means. But the front two courts should remain with us. We take care of everything. If the net needs repair, we'll take care of that. But that's where we go to meet. And that's, to me, is the most important thing. We look forward to it every weekend. And everybody you see in here, they come and play. And there's probably another 20 others that come there and meet with us. So please consider this. Giving the pickleball players the opportunity without us even knowing about it, I didn't think that was a fair thing. We want to have our equal time and put our story up front of you. So please consider it this way. This is the community, we're the community, and those two courts that we go to every week, that's our community. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Hi, welcome.
I'm Grace Somerton. I'm also a resident here, and yeah, that's my husband, and I head coach for the girls team as well. So my point here, everybody's saying everything, but one of the things I want to point out is that these courts are for the community, and our young people, they need a place to play as well. They don't have any community tennis courts around here that they can play at for free. Diamond Hills, it costs a lot of money to play over there. So we need a place for these kids to be able to come and play when they want to and not have to pay $200 for a membership. So just talking that on top of everything I'll say in the next set. So please let us have our kids play. And we have a lot of them. I have 27 girls on the team. We have 20 boys on the tennis team, on the boys team. So it's a lot of kids that we like to be able to bring out here and let them have fun and show them a great community. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Howard Patton, 4883 Pickleball Point. I'd like to address the issue of moving the tennis players to the back court. I don't play tennis anymore. I don't play pickleball anymore. But keeping the tennis player, keeping the tennis courts on the front court is important for the community. It identifies tennis as part of our community. If you move it to the back court, it'll be another of the management's decision that's tended to kill tennis here at what was once a recreational facility. One time this facility had enough tennis players that there was a full-time pro that was here. That's beside the point. And clearly the pickleball players need more courts. And so I would suggest, as others have suggested, that you use courts 7 and 8 and split the front courts. There's another reason for splitting the front courts. The front court 1 and 2 is a good court. The tennis players can hold competitive tennis on that court. The back four courts have deteriorated. They are not being maintained very well. I went back there and looked at them today. Even the center, viewing center, is cordoned off, no access. That doesn't mean that they can't be rehabilitated, of course. Court 6 is basically not playable for competitive tennis play. The front court tennis court is also important from a family point of view. This facility is a family recreational facility. Families come here, they sit in the back. Incidentally, I'm impressed with the landscaping that's been done back here. I don't know who's responsible, but they've done a fabulous job. They come down and they use that facility, and they use the pool, and young people want to play tennis. Tennis is a family game. Pickleball tends to be an older person's game. You can see that when you come down on a Saturday. So a family would like to be able to see young people playing on the front court, where parents can keep track of kids playing. If they play on the back court, they're out of sight, they're out of mind. So I think it would be a good decision by the board and the management to split the difference and put two courts on the back for the pickleball players. Keep the two courts on the front of the front side for the tennis players, and not relegate the tennis players to the back side.
Thank you, Howard. That was three. I apologize.
Yeah,
finish your thought.
I just make one last point. When I mentioned the fact that the pickleball tends to be an older person's game, many tennis players started about 4 years old. If you look at the website of the Brentwood High School, and if you look at the website of Liberty High School, you will not find a team labeled pickleball. Okay? But you will find a team labeled tennis. And so tennis is a game that carries on through a person's athletic life. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do we have other members that would like to make a public comment?
Anybody else? Hello, I'm Steve Boyko. I live here for about a year and a half. I moved here from Pleasanton, where I lived for about 35 years. In Pleasanton, in the middle of town, on the corner of Hawthorne Valley, there's a Lifetime tennis facility. It's been there. They built it probably about 35 years ago. We started with about five courts, and now it's got, I believe, about 10 or 11. But what they did there with this issue as far as tennis and pickleball is they've got a couple of the courts, they've lined them out, they've got people to teach pickleball, and they've kind of left them alone as far as the rest of the tennis courts. And I also, prior to that, lived in Fremont, and I've been playing tennis for a long time, a little fun. So, when I lived in Fremont, they had courts off Stevenson. And what they did there was they turned some of the tennis courts probably about 5 years ago into pickleball courts. And what they're doing now, they're in the process of building a complex for pickleball. And that was one of the suggestions I've had, is basically, pickleball's very popular. Maybe what we need to do is take, if there's the money, and I guess the pickleball people have some financing is to build a complex or find a piece of property and put some more pickleball courts there versus taking away from what we have here. Like Josh said, this place has been here for a long time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Russell Wilson, and I'm a Brentwood resident, and I started coming over to Discovery Bay to play pickleball 6 years ago, but a pickleball group only existed about 30 people, and we were at Cornell Park. And the pickleball group became organized, and over time grew into a pretty Street, and initially took over the tennis court at Cornell. And when they got the courts here, the Cornell Park was pretty much abandoned. I started as tennis or as a pickleball player, and then about 3 years ago, as I went to pickleball, the pickleball courts were often full. And as I walked by, there were tennis players who invited me to play tennis. And I became more involved with tennis and ultimately have spent most of my time when I come to Discovery Bay playing tennis and not playing pickleball. A couple of interesting things about that transition is that the people that I originally played pickleball with, many of those people no longer play pickleball. They, for whatever, moved away or just haven't played. Another thing that I think is relevant here is that everyone says, well, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America. Well, it might be the fastest growing sport in America, but and in Sioux Falls, Idaho, or Sioux Falls, Nebraska, but it's not the fastest growing sport in Discovery Bay. Discovery Bay had a rapid increase, and it, in effect, was a monopoly on pickleball courts for all of the communities around here. And so many of the communities, outlying communities, people like myself would come to play pickleball here. Well, recently, that situation has changed. And for example, Redwood has brand new courts with lights, and many of the people who were playing here have now transitioned over there. So the actual attendance at the pickleball courts here is greatly diminished from what it was. In fact, one interesting reason for that is that the pickleball club requires or asks, solicits a $50 per person membership, $80 for family. to play, and when this was the monopoly court, they could solicit that. But now, if you ask someone in Brentwood, if they have a choice of driving 10 miles from Brentwood over here, pay $50 a year to play pickleball when they have brand new courts with lights, they're not doing it. And I know personal friends from Brentwood who have been regulars here since the time I initially started playing pickleball, and they're no longer no longer willing to pay the $50 and travel over here, and they're playing now in Brentwood. And then one.
Yeah, if you would finish your thought, thank you, sir.
Yeah, the reason that one of the primary reasons that I switched from pickleball to tennis was every day that I would come over here, I would walk by the tennis courts to the pickleball courts, and on my return, I was invited to play tennis for these people. If the tennis players are relegated to the back courts, then they no longer get that visibility, and it will have a detrimental impact on the growth of the tennis community. I'm not the only one in this category. I know a few other people have done the same thing. Initially came here to play pickleball and the transition to tennis because of the visibility of the courts.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Hi, welcome.
And through these lessons, I have met this beautiful community. Our coaches are here.
so much.
I'm Joe Legault, and I just wanted to say ditto on everything I've heard so far. Basically, I agree that the pickleball, it has diminished. It's went down over the last 6 months, and there's no point in switching those courts that everybody here, and I want to say probably another 30 people minimum that I know of, really like playing.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else that would like to comment?
So I appreciate everything that everybody said. Just some real basics. I know it is not intended to look this way, but you know, quid pro quo, it is kind of an issue. Pickleballers are offering to do something so they can get something. That's just not kosher. You know, that doesn't sit well. Those two front courts, those are the best courts. They were the ones that were dug up and redone. Everything else is resurfaced. So to take those and give us the junk courts, no matter what your future plans are, because we know your budget, future plans could be far, far away. That's kind of tough. When we talk about the kids, we have a ton of kids in this community, right? The community keeps growing, and these kids, a lot of them can't drive. They can only come here. And if their parents are going to drive them, they're more likely to drive them here, to practice with us here. So our high schools, nights, weekends, holidays, summer, they're closed. I can't bring these kids over there. So we bring them here. So we do not want to lose that opportunity. And you know, everybody has already said it, but you've got five coaches here. There's four here, and one that's actually teaching lessons right now, but we all coach here. And to have a decision made without any representation, you know, I know it's not your job to call me and say, Josh, I get everybody going, but it feels a little crunchy for everybody. And also, to go from where we denied, what was it, a year and a half ago, them putting their lines on our courts to getting them our best courts, that's a far cry. I don't know how we made that leap. You know, you would think there'd be something in the middle, some kind of compromise that you guys would have thought of, and maybe it wasn't brought to you, and we weren't here to bring it to you. So I'd just like you to consider all that, and then anything everybody said. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Can I make another comment?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's only one.
Yeah, I'm just a little bit of history. I've lived here since 1978. I was once the president of the Property Owners Association. I've been a fire commissioner. I was one of the founders and commodore of the Discovery Bay Yacht Club. And so my history goes back a long way. And one thing I'd like to mention to you, if the board or the management decides to move the tennis playing to the back court, it will basically kill tennis in this community because of things that are almost intangible.
And I appreciate your comment. Please, if you want to stay after, let us come and talk to you then so we can keep the rules of the meeting.
Okay, I'm sorry. My hearing is
gone. I'm sorry. If you wouldn't mind, stick after, and I'll come talk to you afterwards.
Okay, one last comment I'd like to make. The two small stands that are between the courts, those stands were bought by the Tennis Association. They were not part of the property when the city or the town bought this property. Those stands were bought by the Tennis Association from the Hoffman Corporation. When the Hoffman Corporation was going to move them out, the Tennis Association said, wait, can we buy those stands? My wife was the manager of this recreational club at the time.
And sir, I have so much respect for you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. All right, we will now, are there any public comments online? Okay.
Do we have, I just have one question. Do we have a contact number for this group?
I have Josh's.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, with that, I'm going to go ahead and close public comments. Thanks, everyone, for your time. And we'll move to the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Second. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Dr. Porter? Aye. Dr. Cho?
Aye.
Vice President Graham?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. No presentations?
No action items.
Okay. Any no action items?
No action items.
Okay, perfect. We have a managed report. If everyone that wants to leave, we'll pause for about 30 seconds and let everyone leave.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
This is the real fun stuff.
All right, kids.
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, appreciate you. So we will now move to the landscape update. That's all right.
Which is great, taken about.
And you'll see some pictures, you know, the next month with the work that we're doing out there now, to, so you can see the difference. Discovery Boulevard Islands, you can see it right there, just doing, pulling kind of those weeds out, digging them up, keeping up on the spraying. We also had all the palm trees around town done, so that made a big difference as well. Again, just kind of wanting to see, I think when you see the visual before and after, it kind of hopefully can show you how hard the crew is working. Oh, definitely want to show this to the wild.
Yeah.
Waterways got their new sign, and they're very, very happy with that. So next step will eventually be kind of have to wait and see county funding, but we want to make that area.
Is that right across from the post office?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the one that was broken.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that you know that it's all of that got done.
Excellent.
Newport Drive weed abatement. That was quite the project. So we can see our crews got out there, all hands on deck. Water team helped, landscaping, and they got out there and really just for safety for fire, cleaned up, and we keep going back. There's a lot to do, but if you've driven down there, you can actually see across now. So as much of the portion of the property that's ours, beyond that, the town is not at all.
That was mandated by the fire district, wasn't it?
It was. To me is a huge difference, the Discovery Point Islands. You can see there the 2 week, you know, before, after. I mean, just cleaning those up and making them not so top heavy and thinning them out, I believe makes the area look just brighter and cleaner.
Amazing, marked improvement, and I love the before and afters, and I love seeing the progress.
Oh, great.
Great.
It's very helpful, and I especially love that it's part of the agenda packet that anyone in the community can see.
Thank you.
And the compliment didn't get past us.
No.
When they stood up there and said, I don't know who's responsible for what. That didn't get past us. We know who's responsible.
Well, thank you.
I looked over to see if you were glowing. But,
yeah.
We were all going to point with that.
Yeah. Yes, and many of our frequent flyers, if you all know what I mean, have all commented on Clipper and saying how good it looks. So I hear this from a lot of people.
And I will pass that along to
yes, absolutely.
That really, I keep telling them that too. And as you can see in the work, they have pride in what they're doing.
Yes,
really,
great.
Really do.
Who owns the land? And I'm going to try to describe this best I can. If you're going down Clipper towards Newport, and then there's the storage on the left-hand side, right behind the park along like Kellogg Creek, the very, you know what I'm talking about?
In between the top lot and the...
Yeah.
She's talking about the storage unit and then where the creek is.
And where the creek is. The weeds are this high. Who owns that?
I think it's right there. That's responsibility.
I think Reclamation 800.
Yeah. I would think that's Rec 800 because they have control of that creek and that water.
Okay.
Well.
All right. And now, what are there any plans coming up late this year, early next year for Discovery Bay Boulevard? Or we're not talking about that?
So I would like to just one, let you know, we've started our master plan, our landscape master plan.
Perfect.
So the one thing that we're identifying is the first step is what's our land? What's our responsibility? And are we maintaining our plots? So we're just trying to start with square one.
Excellent.
What do we have and what do we own? And we're finding that there are some parts of Discovery Bay Boulevard that are not our responsibility. But to keep continuity, how are we going to So we are starting to work on that. So we're working on what's ours, what's our responsibility. Then we're going to get into irrigation systems and how
It'll mm-hmm. take some time, but at least it's been purchased locally, so we're not dealing with
yes.
residents that are out of the area yeah. or owners that are out of the area. So.
Keep up the good work. It's looking great.
Thank you. And
yes.
you'll see, just to kind of keep an eye out, and I'll put them in the next month, but Monday we'll be seeing a lot of work. The section on Highway 4 from Bixler to the end of the Pacific Waterways, it's just a mess. I have a whole crew starting on Monday to trim those trees back, get all those weeds out, do a deep clean. On Monday we're also starting all the trees inside Cornell Park, cleaning those up. And then it's a county zone, but also starting Monday, so a lot going on Monday. We're beautifying up the two corners in Zone 61 of Preston and Point of Timber. So those are going to get a complete overhaul.
So you drive around as residents and go, oh, this shouldn't be that hard, but then you start explaining it that way, and then you add in the county part that we keep in, and it's
mm-hmm.
a huge area to maintain.
It really is. It takes a week just to mow all our lawns.
Yeah.
So then you put weeds and beautification and trees on top of it. So thank you for acknowledging that. Yeah, it is. But we're getting done.
Great.
Oh, well, actually, I have some questions.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So we're waiting for everybody else.
Yeah.
First of all, yeah. The landscaping has massive improvements, so compared to the previous individual, night and day difference. In fact, the islands on Discovery Boulevard, when I drive by them, they look amazing. In fact, I think that would be a great model for the other islands throughout the community once timing and funds become available. Could we, and I like how new the report is, moving forward, could we add, though, what isn't being done or needs to be done? So as an example, let's look at Ravenswood. You know, what's deferred now at this point, and what do you have on your list as far as this is what I'd like to see happen over the next several months? Do you happen to...
Is that through that committee, by chance?
Well, the committee only meets every other month, so this is my only opportunity to have a conversation, so...
You're going to get a lot in September.
Okay. Yeah, so ideally, it'd be nice to know, you know, what's happened with Ravenswood, Slifer, Cornell, Regatta, Clipper... Clippers, you know, all the bender board is popping up, you know, is that, you know, on the list, you know, at Slifer Park, you know, are you having conversations with the county as far as that portion of the fencing that there's, that's their responsibility, you know, the water fountain at Regatta, has that been resolved, is that still ongoing? I'm putting you on the spot a little here,
no,
so I apologize,
no,
but...
The drinking fountain at Regatta, I've gotten the pricing and I've sent it to the county, and they have the pricing. They responded at one point and told me we choose option C. I've done all the legwork and taken all the time to meet with contractors and provide it to them. I can't do it until they say yes and give me a billing code. So again this week, today I believe was my fourth, pull up the old email and send it and say, following up, please let me know whether or not you want this work done, the residents are, and as of when I left today, I still did not have a response on that. I'm sorry, that was kind of my pause, was just like, how do I, have to be real and explain it to you the way it is.
Right, and I feel your frustration, and if it's a matter of us putting pressure on Diane's office and Stephen, you know, maybe we need to start doing that. I don't know, because, you know, they have owned responsibilities here, and if they're not responding, I don't know what the recall is for that, or how we could...
Maybe if there's a way to get... I'm sure this isn't the only thing that you're waiting on from the... Yeah, if you wanted to get maybe a consolidated list, and how long before we meet again? September, so when... Is it 2 weeks before our next...
Parks and Rec?
Maybe if you could bring that to the next Parks and Rec, and we can see if we can escalate all of them at the same time.
I mean, as an example, Slifer Park, that's their park, and all the concrete fencing needs to be replaced. So, you know, I don't know if they have to, you know... adhere to, if there, I don't know if there's guidelines or how that works.
Yeah, I had to push back a little bit because our agreement is we do maintenance for them.
Sure.
But what they testing and be real with you and with them,
yeah.
and it's not efficient.
Yeah, and I don't think that's your responsibility to, you know, get into conflict with the county, but
so,
I think
yeah,
certainly.
What we've decided on is I picked a couple of those projects that have been on, because that's also not okay for the residents that live there. I'm not comfortable with that. So I've chosen about two in each of the county zones that I felt were kind of a top priority. One of them was the drinking fountain, because it had been going on for so darn long. And so I've picked those things to do, and then nothing else is getting done until I meet with them again, so we can revamp and come up with a more realistic list, and that they're aware of it and agree with it. And that meeting is, I think, in another 2 months.
Right. Yeah, I know that the concrete fence is obviously going to be very expensive and a huge ordeal. But certainly, is it possible to have the pieces that are removed or fallen off just picked up and hauled up?
We have been doing
that. Oh, have you? Okay. Cause
oh, yeah. When the guys, and I spoke to them, when the guys drive around and they're mowing there, when they see one down, they pick it up
and just... Perfect.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't negative. I just am a realist. I'm like, you asked me a question, I'm going
to... of course you want them. No, but we look forward to September, because
yeah.
I know it's a lot.
Thank you. And I believe that was the last item on the agenda for this evening. We will go ahead and adjourn at 7:43.